Hi guys, it's Carl here from CaminoWaves.com, and today we're going to talk about our favourite hiking trails for 2019. If you guys haven't got our new Camino guide for 2019, please make your way onto our website where you'll find it in the blog section. It's a downloadable PDF there, 32 pages of Camino goodness, nice imagery, hints and tips, as well as new information on all of the routes, which I think you'll really enjoy. But onto the podcast, the amazing hiking trails of 2019. So the turn of the year is nearly upon us. I am recording this on Halloween, the 31st of October, and after this, it will truly be the beginning of the Christmas celebrations. Following that, we will have 2019, and it'll be time to get back out on the trail and shake off some of those winter cobwebs and some of that Christmas weight that you might have put on. So first up, it's for anybody who hasn't done the Camino before, the perfect first Camino trip. If it's your first time on the Camino and you're looking for the authentic Camino experience, then the Camino Frances is the way to go. This is a route that features in loads of famous films, guys, and it's probably the one you've heard of the most. It's In the Way, of course, starring Martin Sheen. The good news is that you don't have to walk for a full month from St. John Pierre de Port if you don't want to. You can still get your Compostela as long as you walk 100 kilometres. That is 63 miles for those in the US. And you'll be able to get your Compostela when you reach Santiago. So for 6 nights from Sarria to Santiago is the way to go. Next up, we've got a scenic coastal route. So the beauty of the Atlantic is the Pilgrim's Travel Companion along the Portuguese coastal Camino from Porto. This route is relatively flat. It's a little kinder on the legs for beginners. It also makes the route perfect for cycling. The full Portuguese coastal Camino, of course, takes 2 full weeks to complete. Now the journey begins in the gorgeous and colourful city of Porto. There you'll experience a mix of Portuguese and Spanish culture as you cross the border on your way to Santiago de Compostela, the sacred city. Delicious seafood, sandy beaches and lush landscapes await. Next one is for those of you who are Camino fans. Maybe you've done one, maybe you've done two. But I don't know if you've done this one. So once you discover the magic of the Camino, it's easy to get addicted. In fact, many pilgrims return each year to walk or cycle different routes. There are many trails available to the seasoned Camino fan. For those looking to discover the Camino trails in France, the Le Puy Camino is one of the most traditional, Chemin de Saint-Jacques. And apologies for my pronunciation. But picturesque historic towns such as Conques, Le Puy en Velay or Cahors, as well as peaceful rural tracks, make it a Camino to remember. For those of you who want to delve a little bit deeper and go off-grid, if it's peace and tranquility you're looking for, it's time to switch off your phone and visit the Camino de Invierno. This is a path less travelled and offers time for quiet reflection in nature. This is a beautiful route with plenty to see. Romanesque churches are dotted throughout the region. You are surrounded by gorgeous wine, courtesy of the vineyards in the Riviera Sacra Valley. It's a really great Camino, guys. If you're looking to meet people, you can also join one of our guided tours. We have regular guided tours and we also have walking coach tours. And you'll find all the information necessary for those in the group section of our website. The Camino and beyond. We have a lot of wonderful hiking trails that aren't necessarily on the Camino, guys. So we also have our sister brands, francesinoways.com, irelandways.com and trekkingbug.com. And there you'll find some fabulous trails from all over Europe. And even further afar, if you want to log on to Trekkingbug, we've got some cool stuff there. We've got Machu Picchu, we have Everest Base Camp and some really challenging treks. But for the purposes of this podcast, for Camino fans, What I'm going to highlight is the Rota Vicentina, which is the Fisherman's Trail. And you will find that one on CaminoWays.com as well. This magnificent trail takes walkers along the shores of the Atlantic Ocean in a region of spectacular beauty in southern Portugal. On IrelandWays.com, you'll find a plethora of trails in Ireland, guys. Some of the best ones are the Wicklow Way, the Kerry Camino, and cycling along the Wild Atlantic Way, unspoiled green countryside, cosy local towns, and the famous Irish Welcome are some of the treats on offer. Starting in Canterbury, the Via Francigena is a spectacular and epic pilgrim trail dating back to the Middle Ages. Walking in Tuscany is one of the undoubted highlights. You're going to find more information on that particular one on our website, francigenaways.com. So for more inspiration, guys, just visit the blog, CaminoWays.com. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with our travel specialists, please just contact the team at www.CaminoWays.com. As always, we will be delighted to hear from you.